We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Killed that woman.
But, okay.
Yeah, I think that's...
Did they ask him, does he know where his daughter is?
The authorities have said they still think she's in the Austin area, which is wild, which means she's hiding out like at somebody's place. That's wild to me. But they think she's still in the Austin area, hiding out. He asked her to, you know, please turn yourself in and we'll figure this out. But the biggest headline was, I don't think my daughter would do something like this. But it seems pretty clear that his daughter did something like this.
I think so.
Her vehicle is outside of the home where the woman was found dead. It's on video. A gun that she owned appears to be the murder weapon. And like you indicated yesterday accurately, authorities now do know that she was, via some app, following both her boyfriend and the murder victim, Mariah Wilson. She was tracking them on their phones. Mm-hmm. She had both of them tracked. So imagine you're looking at this app all the time, and it like shows one of them is in Austin. That's your boyfriend.
Right.
And the other one's wherever she lives. And then you see, oh, wow, she's in Austin. And then you see they're together all day long. It seems pretty clear she got super jealous, enraged, and then murdered this woman, which is why she's been charged with murder. But they still can't find her.
Jeez.
They found Vicky White quicker than they did this.
They sure did. This one's wild, man.
That dude down in Alabama should have got Caitlin Armstrong to break him out of jail. He might still be on the run.
That's true. That's a good point.
She seems pretty good at evading
police. Did you see that? By the way, speaking of the Vicky White one, did you see that, like, the hotel that they were at, like, they don't have any reservations because people want to go stay there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, they can't, they like, have, like, a backlog of reservations. They can't get anybody in that hotel because everybody wants to go stay where those two. That's weird. Come people, on, that's weird behavior.
No, people are weird.
I know, yeah.
You, like, see the scene outside the courthouse in Virginia for Johnny Depp and Amber Heard?
Oh, yeah. No, when Johnny Depp's, was it his attorney, his lawyer, the one that they say, that the rumor is that he's dating?
Camille Vasquez.
When she came out and, like, everyone just runs up to her with their phones, it's just wild.
She's become a star in this
thing.
She's
a star, yeah.
She's a star now. She'll be talking on TV.
Oh, yeah, so I want to play her in the movie for sure.
Legal expert Camille Vasquez. Like, that's going to, now we go to legal expert Camille. Is she going to be that on some level? She's a superstar now. But, no, we're a weird country, and this next story will underline that, too.
Story number four.
14 kids dead at elementary school in Texas. Also a teacher. The gunman, an 18-year-old local high school student, took his own life. So a total of 16 people dead in this elementary school in Texas, including 14 elementary-age children. Like, I got elementary-age children. Close your eyes, picture your own elementary-age children. And now picture them in a casket, because that's what 14 sets of parents are going to have to do in the coming days, which is just obviously heartbreaking. The governor of Texas, a guy named Greg Abbott, he held a press conference earlier today, and as he was announcing the details of what happened, he said that it's incomprehensible that something like this would happen. Which is obviously a stupid thing to say, but this man says stupid stuff all the time. But it's also an infuriating thing to say, because it's not incomprehensible.
No.
It is the most comprehensible thing in the world. Yeah. People getting shot in America, in schools, in grocery stores, at churches, movie theaters. It is the most comprehensible thing in the world. There is nothing incomprehensible about mass shootings in the United States. The definition of a mass shooting is, I believe, three or more people being shot at the same time. And we're averaging roughly 1.5 of those per day in the United States in the year 2022. And obviously, this is the worst of the worst, because the number's big, 15 dead people who were in that school plus the shooter, but 14 dead kids. Kids hit differently, I think. At least it does for me.
It does, yeah.
I mean, all of these things are awful, but, I mean, kids?
No.
In elementary school?
I've had a lump in my throat just ever since this story came out. It's just, it's gross, and it, I don't know. Something's got to be done. You know, we're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of Sandy Hook, and nothing's changed.
No, nothing will change. And that's what's infuriating about, you see people like Greg Abbott or people who vote for people like Greg Abbott, and they get real sad on days like today. But then you ask them, hey, what have you done about it to try to fix this? Who'd you vote for? The person pushing the NRA? Who'd you vote for? Because if you vote for people who don't do anything, won't even attempt anything, this is on you too. Don't send me your thoughts and prayers. I swear to God, I've thought about this before. If, God forbid, something like this ever happened at one of my kids' schools, and some jackass governor or politician who has pushed against any sort of reform for years tried to send me his or her thoughts and prayers, I'd lose my effing mind. I don't want your thoughts and prayers. I don't need them. They don't do anything for anybody. People have been sending their thoughts and prayers for years when it comes to this stuff. Thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers. Man, F your thoughts and prayers. I don't need either of them. You know what I need? I need 14 dead kids to be alive. Yeah. That's what I need. You can take your thoughts and prayers, shove them up your ass. They not good for anybody. I get so, like, honestly, even if I was a consultant for one of these idiots, I would tell them, hey, tweet nothing before you tweet thoughts and prayers. Because it doesn't play right coming from you. So here's Greg Abbott earlier today, the Texas governor, talking about thoughts and prayers. And then, of course, a tweet from 2015 pops up. And here's the tweet. He linked a story from the Houston Chronicle. You know what the story was about?
I saw it.
The story was about Texas had slipped to number 2 in the nation for new gun purchases behind California. And the governor of Texas linked that story and he tweeted, I'm embarrassed, all caps. Let's pick up the pace, Texans. And he tagged the NRA. And now 7 years later, that's the guy who's talking about it's incomprehensible. He's literally begging Texans to pick up the pace when it comes to buying guns. And now he's sitting there today talking about it's incomprehensible. Somebody'd walk into a school and shoot it up, kill 14 kids. Really? Incomprehensible? Dude, what country do you live in? There's nothing incomprehensible about this. This is easy to comprehend. It might be incomprehensible in other countries, in other places, but not in this country. Shut up.
Yeah, and you mentioned the kid was 18 that did this, and like it's just like, you know, I mean, I own a gun myself, and I'll just be completely honest. Like, it's embarrassing how easy it is to get it. Like, how easy it was for me to get it. Well, it's just insane to me that an 18-year-old is able to just so easily able to get his hand on a shotgun and a handgun. Like, it's just crazy.
Well, you saw the shooter in Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
Clearly a disturbed young person.
Yes.
And had been forced into an evaluation within the past year, like a psychiatric evaluation. Like, he was a troubled person.
Yes, so for much sure. So, there was signs way before.
So much so that he was forced to be evaluated because there was a lot of troubling signs. And that guy still walked into a store, bought a gun. They did a background check. Nothing showed up. Shouldn't something show up?
You
on
gotta,
people like that?
You have to think so.
Of course, no reasonable person thinks otherwise. And yet you've got politicians like Greg Abbott who fight against that, who fight against exactly. Hey, if somebody is brought in for an mental evaluation because there's a lot of troubling signs, including them threatening to kill people, maybe that should go into a file somewhere that shows up when they're trying to purchase a gun. Can we start there?
I think that's a great place to start.
But these people, like Greg Abbott, they push back against that. They say, no, we can't start there. And so you get these stories too often in this country. And I know somebody out there listening is saying, okay, but what would you do? What would you do? Since you're so smart and you got it figured out, what would you do? Answer, simple. Go study the countries where this stuff doesn't happen and do what they do within the confines of our Constitution. I know that that document makes this a complex issue. But go study countries where this stuff doesn't happen, because there are countries where this stuff doesn't happen. Go study. Everybody's got mental illness problems, mental health problems. Every country's got that.
Right.
Every country's got video games. Let's stop blaming it on other things. There's one thing we got more than any other country, and that's guns. And there's another thing we got more than any other country, and that's mass shootings. Those two things go together. So go study the countries where this stuff doesn't happen. And then work to change our laws to be more in line with their laws in whatever ways we can legally do it. Try something. How about that? Try something. Or else stop it with your thoughts and prayers every time something like this happens. Because if you continue to do nothing about it, these things will continue to happen. It's infuriating. But for most of it's only infuriating from a distance. It doesn't actually impact our lives. But it could. Any day. There is nothing unique about that school in Texas. It's no different than where my kids go to school.
Or mine.
Just an elementary school. This thing could happen anywhere. And a tweet saying thoughts and prayers, I promise you, when it's you having to bury your little ones, those thoughts and prayers ain't going to do anything for you. Jeff Calkins is up next.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, I got Jeff Allen live on the phone. Hey, what's going on over there at Gossett Kia, South Mount Moriah?
Look, Randy, it's crazy over here, and that's because we'll do whatever it takes to put you in a new Kia today. Check this out. I've got a 2022 Kia Forte LXS, only $219 a month, and a 2022 Kia Soul LX, $240 a month. Both 36-month lease and $27.99 due at signing. And if you're looking for some SUV action, 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315, 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing.
And I know all Gossett Kias are equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
That's right, Randy. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, Forte, NE 483, 548, MSRP 21435, sold, NHO 2976, MSRP 22045, Sorento, NG 1166.57, MSRP 31290. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance from Kia. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/22. Dealer stock only. Warranties. Limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
This press conference is to let everyone know after years of searching, we finally found it.
What? Aliens?
Is it Bigfoot?
We found reliable and affordable 5G home internet that runs on T-Mobile's wireless network. And it's just $30 a month for families with Magenta Max.
But don't internet providers always jack up your price after 1 year?
Others might, but T-Mobile has no price hikes.
What about termination fees?
They'll pay off up to $500 in termination fees if you break up with your provider.
That's incredible.
Wait, so no Bigfoot?
Welcome to Internet Freedom. Switch to T-Mobile 5G home internet for just $30 a month with AutoPay and 50% off YouTube TV for a year with a Wireless Max family plan.
5G availability limited. 4G options also available. Qualified accounts include regulatory fees and price. $5 more per month without AutoPay. Keep your monthly rate for current qualified data service. Exclusions apply. Up to $500 via virtual prepaid card for termination fee payoff. Allow 8 weeks. See T-Mobile.com/Wi-Fi for YouTube and other offer details. Cancel anytime.
Listen up, people. Your first bet with Caesars Sportsbook is risk-free, up to $1,100. Download the app and use promo code RADIOCZR and then place your first bet. If you win, congrats. But if not, you'll get your wager back as a free bet.
Must be 21 and physically present in Tennessee. New users only. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Paid as a single bet credit. Must be used within 14 days. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Caesars Sportsbook. Download it.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. That's why they call her the master of moolah, the sultan of savings, the queen of cash. And now, also with Xfinity Internet, you can get unlimited data, Wi-Fi equipment, and a free Flex 4K streaming box included with a 2-year rate guarantee and no term contract. All for just $30 per month when you add an Xfinity mobile plan at regular rates. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. New fast internet 300 megabits per second customers only. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more, all for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The weather and the deals are heating up over at Gossett Kia Covington Pike, and we're ready to put you in a new ride today. Take your pick. 2022 Kia Forte LXS, 39 mpg highway, $219 a month, $27.99 due at signing. Or get 2022 Kia Soul LX, $219 a month, $29.99 due at signing, both 36-month lease. And third row seating with 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315 a month, 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing. Plus peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Come see Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today. Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, Forte, NE 483548, MSRP 21435, Soul, N7833273, MSRP 21140, Sorento, NG116657, MSRP 31290. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/22. Dealer stock only. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Hawkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at RedRiverToyota.com. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What if I thought I knew you? Really, what's it to you? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you? What's a poor boy with exquisite taste to do? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you?
Just sort of clicking on the various news stories connected to the elementary school shooting down in Texas. Saw this quote from the father of one of the shooting victims at the high school down in Parkland, Florida, a few years back. He said, quote, "Some politicians are going to say our hearts are with the families." Well, guess what? The families don't need your hearts. They need their kids, and their kids aren't here anymore. So that seems to be the prevailing thought from a certain segment of our population, but then there's the other side of it that can't quite grasp that for some reason. Jeff Hawkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Hawkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Hawkins, how are you?
Well, it's sickening. It's just absolutely devastating. The idea that you would send your kid off to school today, and that's it. And this comes a week after people are slaughtered in Buffalo, and then you just go through it. A gunman goes into a church and mows people down when they're praying. Gunman goes into, you know, a school in Connecticut, slaughters people. Gunman guy goes into a movie theater in Colorado, slaughters people. Gunman goes into, you know, it's as you point out, school in Florida, slaughters people. And I don't even care what we're talking about, we're doing, but the idea that we can't study this and treat it like the freaking plague that it is, that this happens in no other country in the world, although there are crazy people everywhere in the world, the idea that it is off limits and all we can do is offer thoughts and prayers is a indictment of our country, and it is sickening.
Like, I just saw the lieutenant governor, or rather the Texas attorney general, a guy named Ken Paxton, and he's live outside of the elementary school, right? And, you know, some cable network is, they've got him live on a satellite. And his go-to is Now, I know people are going to say, you know, that this is a reason we should take guns away from people. But, you know, this shooter, he wasn't following murder laws. So why would he follow gun laws? Which is, you know, a very easy thing for people like that to cling to because, you know, I'm sure they saw it on Facebook somewhere. But, again, that logic just doesn't hold true in any other country.
Any other country, Any other country in the world. Literally, we are the single worst country in the world at this. And so, and again, no one would pretend, just like, it's just insane. You know, one guy has bombs in his shoe, and literally all of us forever take off our shoes and to get on an airplane. Right, like, because one guy once did this, we all do something. Like, we do something. We can't have this happen again, and we all do something. And it doesn't mean that there won't ever again be another person on an airplane with a bomb. But like, we do what we can do. And again, maybe those things are more mental health care. Maybe those things, whatever. But literally, we aren't even allowed to study it in this country. Because the answer might be that at the margins, some sensible gun laws might help. It's just the dumbest thing in the world. Literally, but then again, we live in a country where literally we're about to have Memorial Day and we honor the dead who fought for democracy, and we live in a freaking country where 30% of the people, you know, think the election was stolen, are willing to literally, like, we're freaking insane. Like, we're insane. And the answer today will be, don't politicize this, you know, whatever else. It's not politicizing it. It's trying to do something for a particularly unique American plague. Doesn't happen in Canada. Doesn't happen in Mexico. Doesn't happen in Italy. Doesn't happen in Sweden. Doesn't happen in England. Doesn't happen in Australia. Doesn't happen to the extent that it does here. So what might, let's take a look. What might those countries do on a whole range of options that are different than we do, and we aren't willing to think about it?
No, I mean, this is, if you took any other problem in the world and recognized it and said, okay, this is a problem for us way more than it's a problem for any of these other countries that we like to think as our equals. You know, they're also advanced, civilized. I maybe not as civilized as we'd like, but advanced, wealthy, you know, Western nations.
Right.
And they don't have these problems. But we do, to an incredible extent, an unusual, alarming rate. Maybe we should just sit down with them, figure out how do you guys avoid these problems at the rate that we can't seem to avoid them. And then implement some of the things, if not all of the things, that they do within the constraints of, you know, our legal system. I know, like, everything's not apples to apples, but there's got to be something we can do better. There's got to be something we can learn from some other countries, and yet we don't really have any interest in that for reasons that I genuinely can't make sense of. Like, why anybody would want this many guns in our country at the expense of kids getting shot too often is not something I am capable of wrapping my mind around.
No, it's very clearly the price that those folks are willing to pay. And so, you know, and at least they're willing to pay it until it's their kid, you know. And but it's the price that they're willing to pay. Someone else's kids get butchered in a elementary school.
And
someone other's brother and grandmother and whatever get butchered in a grocery store in Buffalo. I mean, it was fucking a week ago. It was a week ago, you know, and here we are.
I saw somebody tweet that, you know, we haven't even buried all of the dead from Buffalo's mass shooting before we get 14 dead kids in a Texas mass shooting, which is just a wild thing. It's just a wild thing that you could say and it be true, that here we are again so quickly. We haven't even buried the folks in Buffalo. And I don't think we know at this point whether this young person purchased this gun legally or not, but we do know the Buffalo shooter did. And there should have been all sorts of red flags in a background check, but they didn't show up at all with him. And I don't understand, even if you are a gun owner, like a responsible gun owner, Bennett was talking about this, you know, in the last segment. Bennett's a gun owner, right? And but even he, I don't mean even he, but like Bennett as a gun owner is like, yes, a background check should show when this young man in Buffalo was trying to get a gun that there's some real red flags connected to him, that he needed to be mentally evaluated recently because adults were very concerned with his well-being and state of mind and various threats he had made. The idea that we live in a country where somebody that obviously troubled, and not like silently or quietly troubled, but troubled in a way everybody around him knows, so much so that they're genuinely concerned. The idea that that person can walk in to a store and purchase a gun in 20 minutes is absolutely insane, even to most gun owners. I don't want to turn this into gun owners against non-gun owners, because I really don't think it's that. I think
no, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
I think what the studies show, the polls show, is that most gun owners think are the systems we have in place right now are actually crazy. But it's the small percentage of people combined with the NRA who won't even get that little stuff done. Like, we could take baby steps in a proper direction, but we can't even move that direction because a lot of these politicians, they're bought and paid for by the NRA, and the NRA is...
Yeah, it's 100% true. Yeah. The before the NRA started, becoming a absolutist on this, lunacy absolutist on this, it was agreed by... it was not a thing. This was not a thing. There wasn't this fear of they're going to come and grab our guns and the slippery slope thing. You know, the truth of the matter is we regulate things all the time. You know, it's honestly and there is much more agreement on a whole range of issues than politicians allow us to have. Same thing with abortion. You know, most Americans believe that abortion's not a good thing. It should be limited as much as possible, you know, that it's not like it's certainly not, you know, you don't do it for funsies, that there should be, but that it shouldn't be a total ban, most people believe, and there shouldn't be you could do it up to the day the baby pops out, you know, and most people, they believe something in between there. Like, they do. That's what most people believe. Most people on immigration, same thing. Most people have, you know, we really believe that, that we're built on immigrants and the strength of immigrants and that we're stronger because of immigrants, but that of course you can't have wide open borders and just people, you know, pouring in willy-nilly. You have to have some, like, we actually agree on almost all of this stuff. Most of us agree that there should be some gun regulation and some way of keeping the loonies, the guns out of the hand of loonies. but we're not allowed to because of extremists. We're not allowed to make any steps towards the reasonable solutions to these things.
No, and you'll hear all these arguments and counterarguments over the coming hours and days. And one that, you know, gets brought up every time is somebody will say, like, I used to would, you know, tonight would be the type of night I'd pour a drink and I'd post some story about this on the Facebook page, and yeah, I'd go back and forth with people. And today I couldn't even bring myself to tweet about it. I'm like, I just don't even know say here. I don't even know what to say. I don't have any interest in arguing with anybody. But if you were to start that argument, what somebody would say is, if somebody really wants a gun, they're going to get a gun, and the gun laws or gun restrictions aren't going to prevent that from happening. There's a million other countries on this planet, and what their data shows is that that's just not true. Some people will illegally obtain guns, certainly. Like, we don't have to lie to each other, but the number of guns in hands that they shouldn't be in would be drastically lower with proper gun restrictions. But even if I can't convince you of that, just understand that the argument you're making is not an argument we make for basically anything else in this country. Like, you have to be, I mean, I don't know what it is. I've never bought a pack of cigarettes, but is it 18 to buy a pack of cigarettes?
Yep.
Okay. So you have to be a 18-year-old before you can buy cigarettes. And why is that? Because we don't want cigarettes in kids' hands, right? We don't want kids, a 12-year-old, walking into a corner store and buying a pack of cigarettes. That's outrageous. So we say, you can't buy this thing until you can prove you're a certain age. the lie. Nobody's ever argued, hey, listen, if a 14-year-old really wants cigarettes, he's going to be able to get them. So what is the point of even making right. it difficult right. for a 14-year-old?
Or you can't drive without a license. Well, hey, listen, if someone really wants to get behind a car and drive without a license, they're going to. So let's not license anybody who drives a car.
Or, yeah, like, hey, somebody who wants alcohol, a teenager who wants alcohol, is going to be able to get their hands on alcohol. Hey, were you a teenager? Did you ever get your hands on alcohol? So if a teenager really wants alcohol, he's going to be able to get alcohol. So what is the point of making any age restrictions on alcohol? Just make it a free-for-all. We don't do that. We say you got to be 21 with proof of ID before you can buy a bottle of vodka. We put these things in place to make it more difficult for people we don't want to have this thing for them to get it. We do it in, like, with alcohol, with cigarettes, with gambling, with all sorts of things. But we don't do it with guns. It's absolutely insane. And yet, I know there's somebody maybe going, well, maybe this will be the thing that changes. It won't. We've been through this before.
No, I will say the genius is that they've beaten us down to such an extent. Like, it was Sandy Hook that did it. Like, if that doesn't motivate you to do something, literally kids being butchered, what would possibly motivate you to do something? And now here we have all these years later, you know what? Some of those parents are being told their kids didn't even die at Sandy Hook with guns. You know, like, then there's that whole fiction out there, that whole craziness, you know. Sandy Hook was just a conspiracy. It was an invention of the liberal media. The thing is, the levels of insanity that we go on this front are, you know, impossible to even fathom.
And I know this is a great country in general. Like, you know, like, there's nowhere else I'd rather live, I don't think. I don't think. But, you know, just because you hear that all the time, this is the greatest country on the planet. Okay, maybe. Maybe. Doesn't feel like it today. Doesn't feel like it often lately. But maybe. Maybe. But, like, that doesn't mean we couldn't be better at some very obvious things. And it's just, actually infuriating that we don't and will not even try. What will happen in the next 24 hours is you will hear a lot of politicians who are, by definition, the people who could do something about this. They'll say a lot of things and they'll tweet a lot of things. But nothing will actually get done. And then this will happen again. And I guess the reason it just infuriates me so much is, like, I got kids this age. You know, there's going to be, when we start reading about the identities of these kids, you're going to read about an 8-year-old. I got an 8-year-old. You're going to read about a 5-year-old. I got one of them too. And, you know, it's like playing a lottery every day. You know, like, you think of Powerball. You could be in that every week if you want to be in it. Now, you probably never win it, but you could be in it. You might win it, and this is the other end of that spectrum. You're in this thing every day. Every day you send your kids off to school, you're in this thing. And odds are, obviously, they'll never get shot at school or even have a shooting at their school. But there is nothing unique about that elementary school in Texas as it pertains to where my kids go to school or anybody listening's kids go to school. This thing can happen anywhere. And if it doesn't happen at the place where your kids are in school or the place where your wife or husband or son or anybody, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandfather, if it doesn't happen at the school at which they work, well, then you were one of the lucky ones. But the idea that that's where we're at as a country is insane because we like to think we're constantly improving as people, as a country. The truth is, I don't remember thinking about this kind of stuff when I was in school. I don't remember doing gun drills and active shooter drills, but, like, you know, kids these days have to do it. And, you know, that's a sign of the times, and it's not good times.
Yeah, I don't even know what to add to that. I do think when we talk about what a great country this is, and very clearly, the democratic miracle is a real thing. Like, you know, like we have, oh my God, the idea that we can't be better. We once enslaved people, you know, like, yes, of course you can improve. And then the other thing is, I think that just because it's been great to be an American for all of my 60 years. It has been great to be American. I'm blessed to be an American, truly lucky I hit the lottery, being born in, as an American. But it, there is responsibility to it, too. Like, it doesn't mean that it will always be this, you know, look through history. Countries ebb and flow, and I, you know, it really goes back to me, the democratic process, too. Like, in the end, we've taken for granted the whole peaceful transition of power thing. Well, if we're going to F that, if we're willing to F that up, the peaceful transition of power thing, well, then we're not the greatest country in the world anymore. You know, like, I honestly, like, let's be honest. If we're willing to F that up, if that's what we're calling ourselves, the greatest country in the world, then we're not the greatest country in the world anymore. Then we're like a lot of countries that F up the, that have people who don't want to leave power, and they, you know, start screwing with the, you know, oh, I'll do this to justify staying in power. And so it is not just because we have a magnificent history with serious flaws in it, obviously. Yeah, you're exactly right. Doesn't mean we can't be better. And there are precious few politicians, it feels like, who care about anything other than being reelected, right? In the end. But that's, it's self-preservation is why people would, you know, refuse to, well, if I do this, then the gun lobby is going to turn against me, and then my, you know, I may not be get the endorsement because I'm not going to be 100% get a rating by the gun lobby and whatever else, and because I want to be reelected or whatever. If I don't say that the election was stolen, then I, you know, whatever. It's the same thing on the left, it different, but the same thing on the left. If I don't hew completely to the orthodoxy on, you know, whatever, if, you know, if I'm not willing to say defund the police or something, then I...
Oh, well, I'll give you a good one on the left.
On that side, you know?
Yeah. I promise you there are left-wing politicians who think it's insane that a transgender athlete can go from man to woman and start swimming and winning national championships. I promise you there are left-wing politicians who think that's insane, but they won't say it out loud because you'll get killed by your base. And so the left is not immune to this. It works on both sides, but you know, if the thing you're on one side, kids are getting shot, and on the other side, people are winning swimming races. Like one issue is way more serious than the other.
And on one side, democracy literally is at stake.
Right.
So anyway, it's a sickening day. Like, I don't know. I was walking out. I was having coffee with someone, and I was walking out of the coffee shop, and my phone lit up, and you just see this news. And here's the truth. Every American who sees this news, it's sickening. It sickens all everyone, right? You can't see this news without being sickened. And there is literally nothing else that could cause that feeling and then produce a shrug, except for guns.
Unfortunately, that is true. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you.
Bye-bye. Be back in a second.
Get social with 92.9 ESPN, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, on the Odyssey app. Favorite and follow 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station. It's freaking awesome.
Yo, it's Jay Williams from your Memphis Morning Show, Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max, and you're listening to 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis sports station.
The weather and the deals are heating up over at Gossett Kia Covington Pike, and we're ready to put you in a new ride today. Take your pick. 2022 Kia Forte LXS 39 MPG Highway, $219 a month, $27.99 due at signing. Or get 2022 Kia Soul LX, $219 a month, $29.99 due at signing, both 36-month lease. And third row seating with 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315 a month, 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing. Plus peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Come see Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today. Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, Forte, any 483-548, MSRP 21435, Soul, N78-33273, MSRP 21140, Sorento, NG116657, MSRP 31290. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/22. Dealer stock only. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resort properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Memphis is home of the Blues Barbecue and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
It's the perfect season for a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Summer Sale Event. Save up to 45% on secure PCs built for business with Windows 10 Pro. You'll also find great savings on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and other accessories to help boost productivity. Plus, enjoy free shipping on everything. Do more with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL for business specials during Dell's summer sale event.
We're all on this planet together, so join Odyssey and find your one thing. When planning your summer vacation, pick a destination close to where you live to limit your use of fuel. Join Odyssey, and together each of us doing one thing makes a greener tomorrow. What's your one thing?
Hey, I got Jeff Allen live on the phone. Hey, what's going on over there at Gossett Kia, South Mount Moriah?
Look, Randy, it's crazy over here, and that's because we'll do whatever it takes to put you in a new Kia today. Check this out. I've got a 2022 Kia Forte LXS, only $219 a month, and a 2022 Kia Soul LX, $240 a month. Both 36-month lease and $27.99 due at signing. And if you're looking for some SUV action, 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315, 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing.
And I know all Gossett Kias are equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
That's right, Randy. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, Forte, any 483-548, MSRP 21435, Soul, NHO 2976, MSRP 22045, Sorento, NG 1166-57, MSRP 31290. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/22. Dealer stock only warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Memphis has been celebrating all month and enjoying everything that makes this city special. We just welcome the whole world into our backyard to cook out, but now it's time for us to grill up a Memphis original. So we're kicking off grilling season with Memorial Day weekend, and this is Gary Parrish telling you nothing sets you up for the perfect party like a fresh hand-cut steak from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. You know Folks Folly, right? The original Memphis Steakhouse. They serve incredible steaks every night, but what you might not realize is that you can have those very same steaks in your own backyard, as well as their ground sirloin, lamb chops, sandwiches, pimento cheese, fresh vegetables, everything you could possibly want for a delicious cookout with friends and family. It's all at Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, right next door to Folks Folly. And it's so good, in fact, that Humphrey's staff is going to take off Memorial Day so they can enjoy it as well. So you need to take some time before the holiday to stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall. It's the same address as Folks Folly. Or you can order online at HumphreysMemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend.
What's up? Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Off the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate. He won't move out. If you won't smoke, he the cool out. And he drilled. Got the tool out. It's the Wolf Gang. Brooklyn Zoo out.
Kingsport Western Conference Finals set for the ninth. Tip-off schedule for 8 o'clock on TNT. It's Warriors-Mavericks. Golden State up 3-0, so it's closeout game for Steph Curry. But the Mavericks are up to a 1.5-point favorite. It was just one earlier today. Kevin Pelton had a piece at ESPN.com earlier today acknowledging that no NBA team has ever come back from 3-0 in a series. But it's bound to happen eventually, if only because it has happened in the NHL. It has happened in Major League Baseball, most famously, I think, when the Yankees were up 3-0 on the Red Sox in the ALCS 2004, and the Red Sox came back to win that series in seven games and ultimately go on to win their first World Series since 1918. So if it happens in the NHL, and it has four times, and if it happens in Major League Baseball, why can't it happen in the NBA?
It's a good question. I mean, the sample size is so big. Like, it's never happened, right?
Oh,
like,
it's 143 times an NBA team has fallen behind 3-0 in a series, and zero times have they come back to win.
Yeah, I just think that these teams are in that league are so good, and the game plans are so good. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Well, that reminds me a little bit of the 1 versus 16 in the NCAA tournament. It was like, it's never happened. It'll never happen. And then it did.
Yeah.
You know, Virginia lost to UMBC. So and that was, I believe, 2018 NCAA tournament. So I imagine it'll happen at some point. But the point Kevin Pelton makes is that it'll probably be health related. Like, a team goes up 3-0,
but
a star
sense.
Player gets hurt. It'll probably be circumstances that allow it to happen, although that's not always the case with the NHL and Major League Baseball. He quotes Toronto Raptors coach Nick Nurse in the story, and Nick made an interesting point. He said, listen, it'll happen. He said 3-1, teams have come back from 3-1 down. That has happened not often, but several times. So you're really just one game removed from that. Like, if you're down 3-0 and you win game four, well, now you're in a 3-1 series. And people have come back from down 3-1. So when you think about it like that, can we just get, if you're the Mavericks tonight, can we just get this one tonight? If we do, we've cut it to 3-1, and teams have come back from 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it's hard. It just seems like such a big hill to climb, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, I mean, some of the comments that the Mavs were making in that post game,
yeah,
they're done. Like, they're ready to be done with this. I mean, I feel like this one's over tonight.
Feels like it could be over tonight. You're tipping your hand on your dinner to go prediction.
My bad.
We'll get to that next. Go Yard all day long.
For the take it on.
My fault. Go ahead. My bad.
Go Yard. I'm just trying to do what you tell me to do. Get your FanDuel spot in at the end of the segment.
Sorry,
just trying to follow orders.
My bad. Quick on the trigger.
Bad expression today.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You don't have to apologize.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry. I'm effing up here.
I actually hate it when people get all offended when you use expressions that you always use because it felt like, you know.
No, I know.
They always tell us when we were in studio the night that Russia invaded Ukraine, you know, they come to us and they're like, all right, tonight, don't say things like, and St. John's bombed Providence.
Oh, right, you right. Know? It's like, yeah, I know, yeah, it's kind of a statement you're used to saying, yeah.
Did I ever tell you the story about that night?
No.
So I'm sitting, we're in studio. It's me and John Rothstein, Adam Zucker, and I don't know, Wally Zerbiak maybe. And Russia has invaded Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
We're in studio talking about stupid college basketball. It all feels a lot like today feels. And Rothstein, if you follow him on Twitter, you probably know, is like mostly oblivious to what is happening in the world outside of the sport of college basketball.
I think I remember you telling me this.
So we're in studio and they, you know, it's like, we're all like, we've got it on TV. You got the TVs on the news watching this war unfold, but we're still got a job to do.
Uh-huh.
And so we're all doing our job best we can. And at some point, Rothstein, and I can't remember why I was tagged in it exactly, other than it might have been like, I'm in studio with Gary Parrish and Wally Zerbiak and something like that, but I started seeing all the replies to this tweet.
Mm-hmm.
The tweet was, I don't know, like, Providence beats Creighton in double overtime. Ed Cooley is, you know, something, 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 and then, like he tends to do, it was like, what a night! Exclamation point, something like that.
Yeah.
What an
bad timing.
What an incredible night. And people were immediately like, an incredible night, John? With an exclamation mark? There's nothing incredible. This is, civilians are dying. There's a war underway. He had no idea.
Uh-huh.
And he has it on his computer turned off where he can't even see his mentions because he's just like, I don't want to see him.
Probably smart.
It is it's smart. But I was seeing his mentions.
Yeah.
And he wasn't. And I knew he wasn't. And I was like, yo, man, we went to a commercial at some point. I was like, yo.
You're getting dragged.
I say, hey, I know you don't want to see your mentions. You intentionally make it that way. But I'm trying to tell you this as a friend, not to pile on. You might want to check them because you are getting destroyed in your mentions because you're like, what a country. What an incredible night. And people are like, John, there's a war that just got started in Europe. You know, maybe you shouldn't be celebrating so much. And he was like, is it bad? And I was like, yeah, it's pretty bad. Like, go find it. If you really get bored, you know how to search Twitter. It was not the best timing. Let's try this again. Go Yard! All May long with $5 Dinger Tuesdays on FanDuel Sportsbook. This season, all customers will get $5 for every home run hit by both teams when you place a $25 to hit a home run wager on Tuesday Major League Baseball games. And the best part about Dinga Tuesdays is even if your bet loses, FanDuel will pay you $5 for every home run. So what are you waiting for? Pick your home run hitter and turn big swings into big wins. Pete Alonso playing tonight again. Went deep again last night. There's no better place to bet America's pastime than on America's number one sportsbook. So head over to your FanDuel account or download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code Gary. That's promo code Gary on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey. And 92.9 FM ESPN must be 21 or older. President Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $25. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Be back. Dinner to go.
Everyone know, after years of searching, we finally found it.
What? Aliens?
Is it Bigfoot?
We found reliable and affordable 5G home internet that runs on T-Mobile's wireless network. And it's just $30 a month for families with Magenta Max.
But don't internet providers always jack up your price after 1 year?
Others might, but T-Mobile has no price hikes.
What about termination fees?
They'll pay off up to $500 in termination fees if you break up with your provider.
That's incredible.
Wait, so no Bigfoot?
Welcome to Internet Freedom. Switch to T-Mobile 5G home internet for just $30 a month with autopay and 50% off YouTube TV for a year with a Wireless Max family plan.
5G availability limited. 4G options also available. Qualified accounts include regulatory fees and price. $5 more per month without autopay. Keep your monthly rate for current qualified data service. Exclusions apply. Up to $500 via virtual prepaid card for termination fee payoff. Allow 8 weeks. See T-Mobile.com/Wi-Fi for YouTube and other offer details. Cancel anytime.
These days, it's getting harder and harder to find savings. But you may have more cash than you realize in your home's equity. Unlock it today with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage. In the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. That means you could unlock thousands of dollars from your home. And with Rocket Mortgage, you could get all that cash in as little as 3 weeks. Put your hard-earned money to work, pay down high-interest debt, and combine your balances into one simple, low monthly payment. Now is your perfect opportunity to take control of your financial future. So what are you waiting for? When you want to consolidate debt and simplify your finances, Rocket can. Call 8338-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
Are you ready for the Take It On sales event at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike? Take on high gas prices with 41 mpg highway in your new 2022 Mitsubishi Mirage G4, $259 a month, or buy for $17,885. Looking for the perfect road trip ride? Take on 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, $359 a month, or buy for $25,285. Plus, award-winning redesigned 2022 Outlander, seat 7, $369 a month, or $29,005. And get the stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
all 72 months at 3.9. Outlander NZ06836, MSRP 29505. Sport NU00978, MSRP 26035. G4 NHF05848, MSRP 18385. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
With the current complicated real estate market, what you need is the only agent who has the exclusive strategic options to sell your house. That person is Josh Hysaw. He's a man who knows how to navigate the market and get your home sold quickly and stress-free. With his Buy Before You Sell program, Josh can give you the cash that'll help negotiate the terms you desire on your new home. For maximum convenience, Josh can even make you an instant cash offer on your current home. And don't forget, he always offers flexible fees, no upfront cost, and he'll let you out of the contract at any time risk-free. So please, call the only agent I trust if I need to sell my home. Call the Josh Hysaw team of Keller Williams Realty. 901-461-8147, 461-8147. That's the number. Just look up joshhysaw.com or Google Josh Hysaw team and start packing.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to joshhysaw.com.
Heard my little sis is buying a car. You'll need my secret guide.
Gross, no way. I already used Capital One Auto Navigator.
I bet your credit score
wasn't impacted at all, so ha. I got my real rate and monthly payment, had an amazing test drive at the dealership, and made the purchase.
Taking the easy way out. That's so you.
Still not getting it. That's so you. Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag. You got that bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy. Get
are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. It's a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee or Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you want to support an agency that supports the local athletic department, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance is the agency for you. Let's talk about life insurance for a moment. You'd never want to leave your family in a bind if something were to happen to you unexpectedly. So you need a good life insurance policy, and you can get one right now at Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Don't go through life saying, oh, everything will be fine, because a lot of families do that. And then something happens and the provider of the family or one of the providers for the family is no longer there, didn't have a good life insurance policy, the money's not there. Now, in some cases, kids' lives are turned upside down. Like, this disaster of a situation is avoidable and it's affordable. Get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. They can help you. Two locations in the Memphis area, one in Lakeland, one in Covington. 867-7283 is the number. Online, rookinsurance.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Whole bunch of stuff, but we largely, at least in the first hour, focused on the significant college basketball news today. Former Memphis assistant Milt Wagner has been hired at his alma mater, the University of Louisville. And, oh, by the way, his grandson, DJ Wagner, is the number one prospect in the class of 2023. Forever, it had been assumed that DJ Wagner would go to Kentucky and play for John Calipari, like his father played for John Calipari at Memphis. But now, his grandfather's alma mater has hired his grandfather, and most people in the recruiting world seem to think Louisville should now be considered the leader to land DJ Wagner.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Game 4, Western Conference Finals, Warriors-Mavericks, American Airlines Center, Dallas, Texas. Tip at 8 o'clock on TNT. Mavericks, 1.5-point favorites. Total's 215.5.
Yeah, give me the Warriors.
You got your broom out.
Yeah, Mav's ready to go home.
Big Ben Bennett's got his broom out.
Their post-game comments, they were like, I think Luka maybe was like, hey, this is a good experience for us. I was like, oh, that, good night. They are ready to go home.
Bennett has lost his Luka magic belief.
Yeah, they're ready for vacation in Dallas. Yeah,
take the Warriors in a sweep. You're getting them 1.5 points. That's Big Bet Bennett's play.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
We got some options.
Okay, what's going on tonight?
Well, Yo MTV Raps is restarted
what?
Now. They're bringing back Yo MTV Raps.
Okay, that's kind of fun.
It's on Paramount Plus. Launched today, first episode. The series finale of This Is Us is on NBC. People like that show.
My wife used to watch it, but she gave up after a while.
She quit. Okay.
Yeah, she quit on it.
How about Young Rock?
Season
finale. Let me give you the description.
Yep.
A two-part season finale where Dwayne is sent to Memphis by the WWF to hone his in-ring abilities, and the 2032 version of Dwayne Johnson awaits election results.
Yeah, I haven't watched Young Rock yet, but these Memphis connections make me want to watch it. So I think I need to get on that. That's got to be one of the next ones I watch.
My kids watch it with my mother.
Do they like it?
Yes. That's their little thing. They watch it at grandma's house.
Okay.
And so, they enjoy it. And then Ricky Gervais got a new stand-up special on Netflix.
Yeah, they're trying to cancel him.
Yeah, they're trying to cancel him.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.